Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My conversation this week is with Ahmed Best, a storyteller, artist, educator, and futurist who helps facilitate the game Afrorhythms from the Future. In this bonus episode, Ahmed and Afrorhythms from the Future co-creator Dr. Lonnie Brooks take longtime Academy host Ella Saltmarsh through the game.
So tell me a bit more about Afrorhythms from the Future. What's it all about?
I was so influenced by how algorithms needed to be just more representative of us that I coined the term Afrorhythm. And so I created Afrorhythms from the Future, an imagination forecasting game that really increases and amplifies perspectives on the future from a Black, Indigenous, people of color perspective.
All right. We like to say, with every algorithm of oppression, there's an Afrorhythm of liberation. And so this Afrorhythm is liberating that radical imagination, is liberating your mind and giving you the agency and the ability to create these things that you want to see in your universe and in your world.
It is amazing to have a collection of time nerds together. I don't know what the word is. What do you think the word is for a collective of time nerds?
Maybe this is like a lifetime of time nerds.
Yeah.
I just want to say how we met.
Yeah.
Ahmed's brother-in-law texted me like a few years ago and said, hey, my brother-in-law is interested in Afrofuturism and love to speak with you. The next line was, and he played Jar Jar Binks in Star Wars. I was like, oh, okay.
Right. I was in my car on the way to brunch in Los Angeles. And I was like, let me just call Lonnie Brooks really quick. And it ended up being a 3-hour conversation in my car over FaceTime. And the conversation was so great that, and I had already been thinking about doing a podcast about the future. And I was like, this is the podcast. Me and Lonnie geeking out over future stuff. Like, this is it. This is what we should do. And that's when we started the Afrofuturist podcast and Afrorhythm from the Future as the game. And Lonnie's being really nice. I kind of Bogarted my way into that situation. And it's only because I always want to be a game show host. So I've been practicing my game show technique since I was a very young child. And so when this thing showed up, I was just like, oh, this is it. This is my window. I get to jump in and be a game show host. And, you know, most of the time, I'd be the only Black person in these rooms where people talk about these enormous ideas about the future. And I noticed that in all of these conversations, Black people didn't exist.
Yeah.
And so whenever I'd bring that up in these rooms, in these conversations, everyone would immediately get incredibly fatigued. Like, nobody really wanted to talk about it. And I always wanted to talk about it. And when we talk about Afrofuturism or Afrorhythms, we're not separating anyone out. That's not a way of Indigenous thinking. That's not a way of African thinking, right? It is all about inclusiveness. And so we look at Afro as the birthplace of civilization, is in where all the other civilizations have grown. And we're drawing on that ancient wisdom to help inform and bring the world together as an earthling community. When we start taking it from there, the sky's the limit as far as our imagination is, as far as our creativity lies. And it should be fun. We like to say eradicating white supremacy is fun and it's good for the kids too.
I am really excited to play it. I think we should play the game.
Yeah, for sure. Our roles in this game, Dr. Lonnie is the librarian. He creates the context. I'm the seer. I'm the guide. I take you through the game, take you through the rules, and then I help you synthesize the ideas, the creation part. The fear usually is, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to play. There are no wrong answers. We are always, as we say in improv comedy, yes anding everything. So Ella, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. And let that deep breath move through the right side of your brain. And when you imagine that oxygen swirling the right side of your brain, think about a lightning storm. We begin our game with tension cards. Dr. Lon, do you want to explain what the tensions are?
Yes. The tension cards represent what we might think of as driving forces or uncertainties about the future. We don't know how it's going to turn out. And we choose two from them. So what does a world look like with more or less decolonization in it? African innovation, magic, black leadership, surveillance, and more or less stories of spirituality and ecology.
These are the cards that are going to frame our universe.
Two cards that spoke to me immediately were one decolonizing.
Nice.
And the other around magic.
Those are the two. Ooh. Decolonizing magic. Put those two together and there's no more Las Vegas. Okay. That's our universe. So, most possible magic. Now that we've placed our world, we get to make things. We get to create things. And so this is how we create things on the world. You take an inspiration. Our inspirations are transcendence, pleasure activism, disability justice. What's hitting you today, Ella?
I'm going to pick the inspiration that feels most uncomfortable.
Yes.
In the spirit of vulnerability. So let's go for pleasure activism.
You take an inspiration, you put it with an object. Our objects are medicine, public park, library.
Let's go for a library.
Yes, a pleasure activism library. Give me my library card right now.
Yes.
Those might be some books I'll never bring back. So let's think about pleasure activism library that has an enormous amount of magic, an enormous amount of decolonizing. Now we get to make artifacts and put them in our world. So let's make some stuff.
Hokey dokey.
Creating the future is a practice. It's not an intangible process that is only available to a certain few in the know. It's something that you can get really, really good at, right? And what it does is it creates these new pathways in your brain. What is this pleasure activism library? And don't think of a library just as a building, you know? A library just means a place where we store information.
So when...
We're literally wired to think and imagine the future and to tap it. And so the more that we can tap and create like these synaptic connections about the future, we can create these cognitive prosthetics, limbs in the mind to imagine the future.
So when you were just talking then, the first thing that came to mind was like an accumulation of female voices from throughout history who are singing about pleasure.
Yes. What are we moving through? What are we decolonizing?
We're decolonizing our bodies.
Yes. From what? What are we decolonizing our bodies from?
Fear.
Of what?
Women's potency.
It also heals the past traumas, right? Imagining new futures really heals past traumas.
We've turned it into something shameful, sinful.
Shame. That's it. Shame. You know, we have to get to those uncomfortable places. This is how we define decolonizing, right? We're healing through this trauma. Why do you think those shackles were put on? So go to that uncomfortable place.
I mean, the thing that came to mind was white women have imprisoned other women of color.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like...
To get to this place where we can be liberated, not forgetting the trauma, but healing through it. And what are those songs that we are accumulating in our choir?
I think they're songs of awakening.
Hmm.
Forecasting games can actually create alternative memories of the future that are plausible, that see beyond white supremacy, see a greater legacy. We can actually experience healing across generations.
You know, and the old saying, you know, when I became a man, I gave away childish things. I hate that saying, right?
It's so important that we give ourselves license to play and imagine. Play, games, media, art are ways to tap and extend those synaptic connections that really form the future in our minds.
The image that came to mind was like a big shower that you walk through and that the sound of the voices rain down on you.
Yes.
And you hearing all of these voices of women throughout our existence kind of sing of their potency, you get connected with yours.
Yeah, it's like a sound bath of feminine council voices.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think as you know, the future for most of us feels like that something that's done to you, right? People try to future all over you. It's from this idea that, you know, billionaires only have access to the future. Those who are very well off have access to the future. But through this game as a tool, we realize that we have agency over the future that we want to live in. We can create these things. What we do now is we send our pleasure activism library to the universe to represent us as a planet. And that is how you play Afrorhythms from the future.
God, I love it.
That's it. Boom.
I'm trying to find the words. It's such a new journey. The use of visualization, the support of creativity, the non-judgment, like your non-judgment throughout, gave permission to be as fantastical as I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been so lucky today to get to experience this game, and you've created an Afrorhythms experience for the longtime Academy listeners.
Yes. We've taken the game and we've synthesized it into a meditation where you get to create, ideate, build a universe, build a world, build artifacts. And that is a practice that you can do every day to get you into this space. Right. We can focus and curate our experience more towards liberation. And I think that's what this movement has shown us over this past year, that there is a way to curate a liberation experiment and having that be popular culture.
Afrorhythms from the Future is a collaborative design thinking storytelling game that helps activate our radical imaginations by centering the experiences and wisdoms of Black people and BIPOC. You'll find more information in the show notes.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.